I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Yes, Jazz are at home tonight. Up 41-26 right now against this Spurs team, and make it 43-26. I'll tell you, it's they're in a groove right now, even with this this quote-unquote sort of second-team, first-team that they've got going on right now, as they've had to shift things with Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley out. That it says a lot about the team when they're able to put some things together here. But more importantly, Scott, the Suns are losing in the third quarter to the Hawks by 10 there in Atlanta. So the Cavaliers may not have beaten the Suns last night in overtime, but they sent them to overtime. And that gets you sleepy the next day. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. So
it happens in the NBA. And Joe Ingles apparently is in rarefied air. His true shooting percentage is.
The true shooting percentage, yeah. Which he was informed of and didn't know what it was. Yes. And even after they explained it, he goes, I'll sit down and get it. I'm just going to keep shooting. Just try to keep making all the shots. And then he threw a couple cuss words in there just for good measure because he's Joe Ingles. Scott, just to clean up, just to sweep up some of the what are the odds discussions that we were having there, and some of the numbers there with the with what are the odds. I want to go to a Utah side of the things, because we talked about BYU's quarterback situation. What are the odds that Charlie Brewer? This is a miniature version of. We don't have to do the jerseys or anything. What are the odds that Charlie Brewer stays healthy all season?
Oh no,
long?
We're gonna do oh,
okay,
the jersey
all right,
thing.
All right, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Yeah, that he stays healthy all season long.
I'm going to say Chris Carter, 80%.
Oh, look at that. That's a solid one. Yeah. It's just so difficult.
Hall of Famer, by the way.
He is a Hall of Famer. Are you reading it off the Hall of Fame list?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with a Jerry Rice, 80% on that one.
Oh, look at you.
Hall of Famer, Scott. Hall of Famer. First ballot for that guy. I don't know if he deserved it, but, he got it, so there you go.
He was way overrated.
So now here's a Utah State one, just because we're trying to play all parties here. We're supposed to give equal time to all the local schools here. We don't do it. Jordan Love starting for the Green Bay Packers. What are the odds?
I'll give it a Jim Taylor, 31%. Jim Taylor's a Hall of Famer, and he played for the Packers along with old Bart Starr.
See, I'm going to go even further down the list here. What was your guy's name?
Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor. I'm going to stay in the Taylor vein. And I'm going to say Sean Taylor, may he rest, 21%.
I thought you were going to go Lawrence Taylor, 56%.
No. I'm going to go Sean Taylor, a great defensive back, of course, for the Washington football team. Lost his life, I think, after a robbery. Is that right?
During
a robbery of his home? Mm-hmm. Jeez.
It was during the season. It was like his off day or something.
It was the worst because it was just he was awesome. Remember he blew up a punter in the Pro Bowl. That was a sign of a guy who does not quit.
Yeah.
The punter's like trying to run a fake or something like that, and he blew up the punter. It was like, don't run a fake in the Pro Bowl. So there you go. Sean Taylor, 21%. That's what I'm going to give. All right. Scott, let's turn our heads to the Well, really, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to wrap my brain around the Aaron Rodgers situation. Because now it's gotten to the point where it's getting nitpicky. Text messages and messages that were sent to and from Brian Gutkunst, who is the and Jerry Krause comparisons that happened also during all this. Jerry Krause, of course, was the GM for the Bulls. He's the bigger fella that was in the if you saw the most recent documentary of Michael Jordan and the Bulls, and he kind of came across as being a villain a little bit, and with good reason. These GMs are trying to keep teams together, but they're also trying to make money. They're also trying to kind of keep the superstars in check. And so apparently, Aaron Rodgers has been comparing their general manager at the Green Bay Packers to Jerry Krause. Now, the difference is Jerry Krause built an amazing team and they won six championships. So say what you will about the guy, it turned out that he wasn't as much of a tyrant as everybody thought that he was.
Well, I don't think that Michael Jordan necessarily respected him, and that's what it was more. And I think he was trying to take more credit for the success they had. And it's just the people kind of flexing their muscles. But what they did do in Chicago is whatever it was, whether they had those issues or not, no one knew about it during that time. Didn't come out publicly. Michael Jordan just showed up. And with whatever and whomever he had, he just figured out to win championships, period. And that's kind of, look, I understand Aaron Rodgers, and everyone says this guy deserves their respect. They should give him more. And they're like, we're running a business. Like, we're not sitting here trying to kowtow to Aaron Rodgers as much as we are trying to get the best possible team and make the best possible decision for this organization. The Packers are kind of a unique thing. They have stock owners. They have people that they're responsible to make these decisions. And you may not like them. You really may not like them, but it's one of those things. If you're really a true professional about things, you just line up and you play and you don't worry about it. And I'll tell you, Alex, I got into this very thing when I was in Detroit. I really did. And I get the frustration with Aaron Rodgers, but the frustration is only going to make your game suffer, and that ultimately just hurts you. And you just it's like Zach Wilson going to New York. He can't worry about all that other stuff. He's just got to go play quarterback and do it the best you possibly can.
Do you think that part of the thing is for me is that Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre comes out of the woodwork. Everybody wants to get a quote from Brett Favre because he's a guy who ended things, a little bit awkwardly there in Green Bay. And there was talk about whether or not they were loyal to him after, he gave him a Super Bowl and everything. But in the end, Brett Favre says he doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is bluffing. That's his newest. He doesn't think he's bluffing. And he thinks he will hold out and sit if he doesn't get what he's looking for. And I thought, why are we giving into this thing? I mean, at some point, I don't know what guys can do to figure this thing out, but like I don't know. I see all the complaining and I see all the things going back and forth. You saw Richard Sherman saying, "Yeah, he's being disrespected him this whole time." It's like really, he's disrespected. He's been disrespecting, he's been disrespected by the team that's paying him $30+ million because he hasn't given him as many tools as he can. He's got an All-Pro wide receiver. What else does he need? He's had amazing running backs the last few years. What does he need? He's got an awesome All-Pro offensive line. What does he need? He went to the NFC Championship game. So at what point did you not have what you needed?
I think when you're a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you just have – being right is more important than, discretion is the better part of valor. And he's just like, I want to prove that I'm right, and I'm tired of this. And like Brett Favre said, Aaron Rodgers has the personality where he would do that. He would cut off his nose to spite his face. You've just seen it in all the other relationships he's had.
He'll ride it out. He will. And you know what? At this point, he knows that he kind of looks like the bad guy. But when guys like Richard Sherman come to his rescue, that kind of bums me out a little bit. So, all right. Jazz up 55-29 as they're just pouring it on here in the second quarter over the Spurs. It's just been a ridiculous quarter for the Jazz. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back when we return. We've got our MVPs on the night, so stay with us. Real people, fake award, but we're still going to hand it out anyway. Stay with us here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.